A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy, 93 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. The Utah Republican Party is now pushing for a law that would ban gender transition procedures for minors.
The party's chair, Kirsten Jorgensen, says the resolution is about protecting Utah's kids.
This is not a partisan thing for me, and it shouldn't be a partisan thing. This is about the kids. And this is about protecting their futures and protecting their lives, really.
The party voted in support of a resolution on Saturday. It reads in part that the party supports the banning of affirmation surgeries, hormone therapy, and puberty-blocking procedures for gender transitions in minors. Both House Speaker Brad Wilson and Senate President Stuart Adams are co-sponsors. Jorgensen also says there are conversations about a bill along the same lines as the resolution.
And this is a fight we're willing to have, and this fight is worth it, in my opinion.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Sue Robbins with Equality Utah's Transgender Advisory Council says this resolution will actually do more harm than good.
Take away this proven and scientific health care from our transgender youth, we will increase harmful mental health impacts to them, including suicidality.
Robin says she knows many families who've moved out of Utah because they don't feel like their transgender kids are welcome here. President Trump's personal attorney is now the target of a criminal investigation. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Rudy Giuliani has been informed that he is being investigated in the effort to overturn results of the 2020 election in Georgia. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
Previously, 16 fake electors were informed they were targets of the investigation. Giuliani pushed conspiracy theories about the Georgia vote.
In 2 days, Giuliani is set to testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta. Leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee have filed a request for more information in last week's raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Meantime, the former president is now claiming that FBI agents took three of his passports from his private residence. Although one of those passports is expired, it's not uncommon for presidents to have more than one passport. Iran today praising Friday's stabbing of Salman Rushdie. State Department spokesperson Ned Price mincing no words about the widespread celebration.
It's despicable. It's disgusting. We condemn it.
Authorities say Rushdie's attacker may be aligned with Shia extremism. In 1989, Iran's leader declared a fatwa on Rushdie in response to the author's book, The Satanic Verses. Rushdie remains in the hospital with serious injuries. Live from the KSL News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Universities are bracing for monkeypox.
As the new school year starts, a warning about monkeypox at colleges and universities. Campuses are worried about a spread of the virus as thousands of students gathering in close proximity make for potential hotspots. At least one school, North Carolina State, confirming the university has limited testing and vaccines available by appointment for monkeypox. Experts say the greatest risk of transmission is prolonged skin-to-skin contact with an infected person. Casual contact, like brushing past someone or speaking face-to-face, is said to be less risky. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Well, it's after three. The first day of school is now just about over and done in Murray, thanks in part to some generous people.
We've had great people donate a number of school supplies, a lot of community outreach. And so we're really grateful for that because we want to make sure every student has what they need and also make sure that we can mitigate that inflation as much as possible on our parents.
Yeah, the inflation. That's Murray Superintendent Jennifer Covington. She told Utah's Morning News inflation is taking a toll on teachers who often help with school supplies. And a reminder, you got to start watching for school buses out there. Drive carefully, okay? The Davis School District has opened five brand new centers for homeless students. These centers offer a place to shower, to do laundry, and to study. Next, the Davis Education Foundation plans to open a 16-bed overnight center and more daytime centers. It's estimated 1,300 Davis students are homeless. Want to hear some good news about the economy? We're making more money. Here's KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Sure, you've got inflation on your mind, but over the past 10 years, Utah saw the second highest wage growth in the country, behind only Idaho. Labor compensation increased nearly 83% in Utah over the past decade.
The numbers come from digitaladoption.com. It's great the wages are growing, but as you well know, Utah's inflation rate is the highest in America. We're learning today that two people are dead, five others injured when a small plane crashed into Lake Powell on Saturday. AP reports the single-engine plane suffered an engine problem and crashed. Two of the five people hurt suffered serious injuries, but authorities have yet to release the names of the passengers nor the pilot. KSL News Time 3:05. Ricky Meese, how you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was nice and relaxing. And yours?
It was. I was just trying to clear out the congestion after all the COVID and all that, and I'm starting to feel a lot better, so that's great.
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
Right?
It does.
What's happening out
there? Well, for downtown drivers, we've had a rollover crash impacting traffic in Salt Lake City. They've been shutting down traffic in lanes in the area of 800 South 9th East where the crash occurred. Not sure if they've opened those up yet, but it might be a good idea to avoid the area and use an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, Ricky. We're going to throw this show to the dogs in just a moment. Stay here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.